Years ago, as a chaplain of the RCMP, while I was still in my regular parish and also serving them, I attended a week-long course at the RCMP depot in Regina, where my parish was. And I found the place where I was to register and to pick up my keys for my room. And then the receptionist showed me a map, and she tried to explain where I was to go. I must have had a particularly dumb, empty look on my face because a young recruit beside me said, "Oh, don't worry, I'm going that way. I'll show you where to go." He became my way to my room. Today we hear Jesus saying, "You know the way to the place where I am going." And Thomas says, "We do not know, Lord, where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus says to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus did not say, "I can show you the way." Jesus said, "I am the way." I know that I could eventually have found my way to my quarters, but someone became for me the way. If you were to ask someone who became Catholic why they did so, more likely than not, it was a person who had become their way. People usually don't join the Catholic Church because we have solid dogma and doctrine, or lofty buildings, or the nicest of prayers. But people join because other people have been for them the way. You, whom God has blessed with children and grandchildren, you are the way for your sons and daughters, your grandsons and granddaughters. You are models of what it means to be faithful to the church. Whether they choose to follow your example or not, you have no control over that. All you can do is by your life say, "This is the way that I found to God the Father." When you do that, you are imitating Jesus who said, "I am the way." Jesus tells us, "I am the truth." When Jesus speaks the truth of God, Jesus is speaking the truth. The truth that God loves us totally, unconditionally. The truth that God comes to us through the sacraments. The truth that what we do to one another, we do to Christ. As I prepare families in my parish for baptism preparation, today's second reading was always my favorite, and I would ask them to take time to reflect upon this reading. How hard it is, I think, at times to convince people that we're not talking about priests here, we're talking about you, about all the baptized, and to listen to these words. You are a chosen race, chosen by God. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are God's own people. Almost think the head would swell, or the chest should come out a little bit if we truly believe we are God's chosen people. Why do you who have children love them? Because they do good and bring you honor? I suspect that love is also there when they hurt you and disappoint you. And so it is with God. God made us in his own image and likeness. God can do nothing but love us. That is St. John's gospel. God is love. Jesus said that he is the truth. Another truth is that Jesus comes to us in the sacraments. The sacraments instituted by Christ make God present to us in a special way. Another truth is that how we treat one another is how we treat Christ. We put a personal touch to God's presence in the world. That first reading very plainly and very simply shows us that when we respond to the needs of those around us, we are doing the work of Christ, the work of our baptism. And finally, Jesus says, I am the life. Christ rose from the dead for two reasons. The first was to give us the gift of eternal life. And the second was to give us a fuller life here and now. God's Spirit is in every cell of our body. God's Spirit is in every moment of our lives. To be fully alive is to be in God. In our funeral mass, we often pray the words, Lord, for your faithful people, life is changed, not ended. By his resurrection, by his death and resurrection, Christ has conquered death. Those who believe in Christ will inherit eternal life. And somehow I am sure that for those who have not heard of Jesus, for those who have not anyone bringing them the good news, that God will take care of them. God also wants us to experience a fuller life here on earth, to experience the joy of God's presence. I have a friend who left the church, left the Catholic faith. He said, the only thing Catholics ever taught me was how to feel guilty. And I said, well, then you had the wrong teachers. God's presence to help us laugh in our souls with the delight of God's grace, to feel secure knowing that God is closer to me than to my very skin. I've been known to say, if you feel sometimes that God is distant in your life, then you know who has moved. When we are alive in the Lord, we do not look at what others have and what we do not have, but we rejoice in all the ways that God has blessed us here and now. And then Jesus tells us, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. In fact, will do greater works than these. The risen Lord calls you and I, young and old alike, to be for others the way, the truth, and the life. I hope and pray that sometimes this coming week, either by yourself or with others, you will find time to reflect on today's readings. God is calling each one of us to lead others to God. May our sharing in the Eucharist give us the strength and the grace we need to be good disciples of the Lord.